You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Boy, we got a lot to talk about. Apparently, the Earth, right, is probably going kaput, not because of global warming, not because of the Washington administration, but because of cow farts. Apparently, the methane from cow farts hurting our air. We got to talk about that and how to get our cows to stop farting. A lot of you have not exercised, and you're now in your 40s and 50s and 60s, and you say it's too late. No, it's not. You could get into shape. You could actually add years onto your life. It is never too late to start exercising, even just little baby bits. So we're going to talk about that. Some good news for some of you travelers that are going to be traveling to the storm, right? A lot of us are out west. Okay, weather's kind of nice. We're enjoying a nice 65 degree. I'm not enjoying it because I really want snow. But a lot of you guys are going back east for the holidays. It looks like some of the airlines are going to allow you to save on some of the fees. We're going to talk about that because that's always important. We want you guys to save money. Then for some of you women that are more increased in weight, have a higher BMI, if you try to take the morning after pill to prevent pregnancy, the dose may not do it for your weight. All right. So as you can see, we got a very, very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOCDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right. So they say the United States alone is spewing 50% more methane. Now, methane is this heat-trapping gas, and this is according to the federal government estimates. This is this new comprehensive scientific study, and most of the methane is coming from Texas, Oklahoma, and Kansas. I know, Texas is always at the heart of everything, right? Now, I love Texas. I'm a huge Texas fan. Really excited about the Cowboys-Raiders game. Mind you, I'm from L.A., so I'm a Raiders fan, but I'm also a Cowboys fan, so this is going to be very, very tough. I'm going to be sitting on one side of the couch going, yay! Then I'm going to run over to the other couch going, whoo! You know, back and forth. Anyway, they say that the bigger global warming issue is methane, which is 21 times more potent at trapping heat than carbon dioxide. Now, carbon dioxide is the most abundant global warming gas. That, you guys get this whole global warming thing, right? The more carbon dioxide, the more it contains the heat. But methane is 21 times more potent. Well, where is this methane coming from? Right. Livestock, manure, belches, and farts, as well as leaks. Leaks from refining and drilling for oil and gas. This has been reported by Fox.News or FoxNews.com. This is published Monday in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Science. So they think that the U.S. poured 49 million tons of methane into the air. And with that, it's not good, guys. It's not good. Remember I did a show a few years back on what's in a fart? We should probably talk about that. And how they said that maybe we should not have our cows vegetarian because they fart more when they eat vegetables, not vegetables like grass, than if they ate meat. And then there was this big, huge discussion that meat eaters versus vegetarians cause more gas or vegetarians cause more gas. I've been asked who farts more, vegetarians or the vegans or the meat eaters. I don't know. But all I know is my family is a meat-eating family, and I mean, it's bad in our house. So if you think we'll fart less becoming vegan, I'm for that. Okay, you know the difference between vegan and vegetarian. Vegetarian will still eat animal products. Vegans don't. So you can be a vegetarian and still eat egg, still eat fish, etc. Some vegetarians will, you know, still even eat Well, I think, you know, egg-based says it, but the vegans, no, no animal products at all. So my guess is less farts there. Now, I guess, in the study estimates that in 2008, the U.S. poured 49 million tons of methane into the air. U.S. methane emissions trapped about as much heat as all the carbon dioxide pollution coming from cars, trucks, and planes in the country every 6 months. So when your car farts out, that's not, I guess, 1/31st as bad as a cow fart. Now, I don't know why they're just talking about cows. All right, I mean, humans fart too, and is it that they just don't think that's a politically correct discussion? Now, I tell you guys, I think we have a huge problem. The reason why everybody thinks they have celiac disease and gluten allergies is because they don't fart. You know, not everybody has celiac disease, and not everybody's allergic to gluten. They probably don't tolerate our carbohydrates very well and a lot of the refined breads, and I get that. And they should avoid a lot of these, you know, junk foods that have a lot of gluten in them. I get that. But a lot of you guys, you just hold in your gas. And I've talked to you guys about this before. If you got the loot, you toot. Okay? I mean, don't sit there at 8 in the morning going, I'm going to hold it till I get into my car for the drive home. All right? No, don't just go to the bathroom. And I know a lot of you guys, you have bathrooms where there's not a lot of privacy and nobody wants to fart in front of other people. I get that. Well, then, I don't know. Pretend like you left your cell phone in your car and go to the car, I don't know, in the middle of the day and fart there. A lot of people like to fart in the car. Now, mind you, okay, if there's a global warming problem on the earth because of all our farts, then you need to stop and realize, what are you doing to your kids if you have the windows all closed up and you don't have the, and you have the recirculatory air on and you're farting in your car? All right? I mean, could the methane, if it's really that 31 times, I mean, could you really overheat your car? You know, our car used to always overheat in the 70s because we would be driving, you know, from L.A. to Phoenix all the time. And you wonder, maybe it was the gas. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Let me see. I don't know if I want to talk about any more of the cow farts. Let's move on. Pretty bad stuff. Okay, looks like we're coming up on break. When we come back, we'll just quickly review what's in a fart, and then we'll talk about how sushi could be putting you at risk for heart disease because of the mercury. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
All I do is speak, but you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified, super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Brad, who is working the dials. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so I'm a big chemistry nut because I minored in chemistry in college, right? Biology major. Then I minored in chemistry. Pretty easy to minor in chemistry because you got to take so much chemistry to get to medical school anyway. So all I had to do was add an extra biochem course, and I got my minor. But we never really studied farts. And this would have been a phenomenal science fair project. What is the chemical composition of the fart? Okay, now we talked about why you need the fart. Right? We've talked about how that helps bring those mass movements of the bowel over. I mean, you need to have movement, and the air and the negative pressure caused by the fart or the air trapping, etc., causes stool to move. And it's extremely important. I mean, it's frustrating that it's a bodily function that stinks. It's interesting. You could burp in public, but you're not supposed to fart in public. You know how many times I've burped on air? But if I would fart on air, I'd probably get fired. Why is that? I mean, the orifices are what, only a few feet away? Yet a burp is tolerated in society, not a fart. Now, in some societies, farts are actually very important. It's a way to kind of tell people that the food digested and that the dinner was to their liking. But unfortunately, farts stink. So let's talk about. All right. So we are going to talk about, you know, I gave a lecture on farts to a bunch of fifth graders. No, fourth graders. Yeah, they were the fourth or fifth graders, and they loved it. Now, of course, I haven't been invited to talk back, you know, to speak again, because the parents were probably like, why did you have somebody talk about farts to my kid? All they're doing now is going in the house. But the thing is it's very important. It's people holding it in, and if having major abdominal issues, and you got to let the farts out. Okay, so farts are made up of nitrogen, hydrogen, carbon dioxide, oxygen, and methane. Most of the fart is nitrogen. According to About.com chemistry section, nitrogen could comprise anywhere from 20% to 90% of the fart. Okay, so if you guys have... If you guys have like a chemistry question and they ask, you know, in flatulence, so they aren't going to say fart because we don't really like four letter words. Okay. So they would probably say flatulence. In flatulence, what is the primary chemical? What's the answer? Nitrogen. This would be good for pop quiz. Okay. Then many people want to know, well, how come you light your farts on fire? It's not the nitrogen that's flammable. It could be the hydrogen in there. Of course, oxygen is flammable, too. Be very careful. Don't be lighting farts on fire. The hydrogen could be anywhere from 0 to 50%. I find that hard to believe that you would have 50% hydrogen. But you could, especially depending on the breakdown from the bacteria. Because remember, you're swallowing air, plus the bacteria is making gas. Okay? Then there's some carbon dioxide, of course, because you're swallowing air. Air has carbon dioxide. Then there's some oxygen. Usually your blood will pick up a lot of the oxygen, but you will have still oxygen left. And then, like what the previous article was talking about, was methane. Methane is also flammable. And, you know, I don't think you make enough methane or hydrogen in the farts to light them on fire, but apparently some people have been able to. I would really, really be careful because some of you have hair in that area and we really don't want to catch that on fire. I have had to take care of perianal burns from people lighting their farts on fire. Okay. Remember, you could also have an accidental, instead of expulsion, expiration, you could have an inspiration. And if you suck the air in with the fire, that could be pretty dangerous. And rectums are not for that. Okay. Now, there are many compounds in the fart that can make it stink, because people say, well, what makes it stink? Well, of course, sulfur. Okay, sulfur is the main compound that makes it stink, but those people who eat meat appear to have smellier flatulence. And according to this one site, they say there's indole and scatol, and I guess these are certain byproducts of meat digestion. You got the dimethyl sulfide, you got your methane ethiol, you got your hydrogen sulfide, which kind of gives you that rotten egg odor. Now, remember, you got volatile amines. You know about the amines and the amines, right? Well, take an organic chemistry class and you'll know. Then you also have a short-chain fatty acid. Okay, now short-chain fatty acids, again, remember, they have short chains. I know you guys think that fatty acids are all kind of oily because they're all fatty, and they could be, but it's only a short chain. So, again, don't be lighting anything on fire. Then you have feces. Now, feces, we talked about how we make feces, right? Feces is your digested food. What happens if you mix a whole bunch of colors together? What happens, right? When you mix a whole bunch of colors together, right? It makes brownish, right? There's also some hemosiderin that also helps with the brown color. And it's dehydrated because your colon sucks out the water from the food. It doesn't suck out the Coca-Cola or the Jack Daniels. It wants water, which is why if you guys could drink water, you'll be less constipated. The body wants water. And so then your feces, hopefully a little bit more. We don't want it overly wet because that would be diarrhea. And then also in that fart, okay, is bacteria. So you are spraying out lots of particulates. Now, there was concern over one movie with Seth Rogen. I think it was called Grown Ups, Growing Up, something where he got somebody pregnant, where if you fart on somebody's pillowcase, you'll give them pink eye. All right. In theory, you can. A fart carries bacteria. So if you have perianal bacteria, not to mention feces bacteria. And, you know, you have Enterococcus faecalis, you have Escherichia coli, E. coli. I mean, you have a bunch of different bacteria that can come out of the rectum. In theory, if you actually have a pillow close by, you could technically, because remember, your colon is not sterile. Blowing that air onto a pillowcase is true. Now, I have never in the history of my practice or my ER experience or family practice experience seen an actual pink eye contracted from a farted pillow. But, it is, an issue. It's a possibility. Now, keep in mind, you may think it's funny to do something like that, you know, to your roommate. But if your roommate has pink eye, there's a good chance you're going to get pink eye. Now, one of you asked if a fart on a pillowcase causes pink eye, why wouldn't it be called brown eye? It's a good point. I can't answer that. Okay, listen, I mean, I'm only a family doctor. I mean, I'm not Einstein. I don't know why they wouldn't call it brown eye. Now, you guys understand why it's pink eye, right? The conjunctival inflammation, the extra blood vessels upon the white background make it look pink. So pink eye is actually the image of the red blood cells that are dilated and inflamed and the inflammation of the conjunctiva, hence conjunctivitis. You got viral conjunctivitis, which constitutes most of pink eye, then you have bacterial conjunctivitis. Okay, so going back to farts, here's some very interesting fart facts, okay? All right, from what we understand, there is nobody that doesn't fart. You could have a person that'll say, I just don't fart. I'm sorry. They do. Okay, and the definition of a fart is any sort of, I guess, air that comes out with an expulsion from the rectum. So if you expulse feces, there's going to be air with that. You know, because a lot of people will be like, wait a second, you know, I poop and it lands in the water. How am I smelling it? Well, because it's, you know, the extra gas. Okay. People want to know if it's acidic. Are farts acidic or are they basic? Because of the bacteria in them, I would say they're probably acidic. Okay. I guess somebody asked, this is very interesting. This comes from Alfian MM. It's a blog. They want to know if Venus contains a lot of sulfur. And if somebody farts on the on the planet Venus, will anyone smell it? You know, it's like if a tree falls in a forest and no one's there to see it, will it make a sound? Right? If somebody farts on Venus and Venus is full of sulfur, will it smell? My guess is no, because you can't breathe on Venus. You need to, if you're like walking around on Venus, you need to have, you know, a special astronaut suit. Cats and dogs, why would their farts be worse than humans? Because again, they aren't herbivores, they're carnivores. Animal products make farts smellier. Now, some people say that your silent farts smell more than your louder farts. Why is that? Well, I think that is an energy type of thing. The louder farts obviously have more airway resistance, but they expel a little faster, right? Which means you have a diluted air around the methane and the sulfur, whereas one of those very slow, silent, seeping farts, those things are slower and more concentrated. Okay? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, sushi, and heart disease. Don't go away.
Shop in your underwear. Get prepared in your pajamas. Get food for camping from the comfort of your own bed. Whatever you do, get in on Freeze Dry Guy's Bean Blowout Sale. There's no better bargain on beans. Dehydrated small red chili beans, pinto beans, and baby lima beans. With a super long shelf life, these healthy beans are a big time score for emergency preparedness or outdoor activities. Bean blowout cases of 6 number 10 cans for just $97. Only $97 plus free shipping. No need to gas up and go. Shop online now at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. This super sale runs now all the way through Cyber Monday, December 2nd, while supplies last. Freeze Dry Guys, beans, they're good for your heart. The more you buy now, the more you feel smart. On sale only at freezedryguy.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, this article caught my eye because I had sushi last night. I live in Las Vegas. There's this place called Kona Grill. And I guess the game was on last night. What was the game? It was San Francisco and the Redskins. And so anyway, I was watching the game, and I guess it's happy hour, which is, I think, half off sushi. So I think every sushi roll ended up being like $3 or something. I mean, it was great. And, you know, I like sushi because it keeps me away from eating red meat, which I really, really love. And so it's, you know, you kind of feel like you're eating something hearty. I really like the Philly rolls, but my husband wouldn't order a Philly roll. He likes spicy tuna roll. And he always gets a California roll for me, and I don't really want a California roll. I want a roll that has a cream cheese in it. I think cream cheese and sushi doesn't make a lot of sense, but it tastes good. And then I think he had something with a whole bunch of soy sauce, which I didn't really eat because it was too salty. But anyway, that's what we ate. But, you know, we always think about, Jeremy Piven, right? Was he the one that got mercury poisoning from eating so much sushi? All right, well, now they're saying not only do you have to worry about mercury poisoning, but you also have to worry about heart disease. Okay? And apparently, these levels of mercury in fish, right, like tuna, shark, marlin, swordfish, etc., all right, could actually give you high doses of mercury, which could also put you at risk for nerve issues, heart issues, etc. Now, your salmon, your crab, your eel, and your kelp don't seem to have as much mercury as others. Now, excuse me, this is, see, I almost had to burp. This is being reported by Mail Online. Only burp. We're only dealing with the above-the-waist orifice. Okay, so researchers from Rutgers University near New York found that eating a lot of sushi can put people in danger of exposure to dangerous levels of mercury. Now, this methylmercury has been shown to cause heart disease, problems with brain, nervous development, etc. All right, now they think the reason why it causes heart disease is because it counteracts the positive effects of the omega-3 fatty acids. Now, you know that omega-3 fatty acids, they reduce cholesterol levels. They also appear to lower the risk of cancer, blood pressure, even premature birth. I don't know if you guys knew about that. So, you know, these fatty acids are important. But if methylmercury screws that up, that's how we get screwed cardiac-wise. So scientists interviewed more than 1,200 people about their consumption of sushi and other fish products, and then they measured their mercury levels, and they found that 92% of people ate an average of 5 fish meals per month. And by the way, good job. Okay, because I know a lot of you guys out there don't eat fish. I mean, I'm with you. I'm not a big fish eater. But if you could get at least 5 fish meals a month, I'm pretty happy about that. The top 10% of fish eaters, however, exceeded the World Health Organization's recommended safe level of methylmercury consumption. Tuna, the large tuna like bluefin tuna, has the highest levels of mercury. Again, eel, crab, salmon, kelp, less. Now, remember, if you're pregnant, we tell you to avoid sushi not so much because of the raw fish, but because of the mercury. And so we tell you to really limit your mercury intake if you're pregnant because it can pass to the unborn child. We also tell pregnant women to avoid shark. Okay? Now, I'm assuming they mean eating shark as opposed to being out there swimming. If you are a pregnant woman, I would probably also suggest to avoid swimming near a shark as well. Marlin, swordfish, gotta be very careful with swordfish because you don't want to cut your mouth. He said you should also limit the amount of tuna you have to 2 steaks. Now, I have a big problem with people calling tuna steak. Because every time I hear the word steak, you know, you start to salivate, right? You start to get all hungry. And, you know, you notice that a lot of restaurants, you know, the food service will say, would you like a steak of tuna? And you're like, oh, no, that was a mind blow. Don't get me all excited with steak and then finish it off with tuna. I don't like tuna a lot. I mean, if I have to eat tuna fish, I'll do it if I have to. But, I mean, if I'm going to waste any calories on meat, then I want meat. All right, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Fox News is reporting that we're right now at 5.5 million people have thus received cancellation letters of your insurance. This is what I'm seeing right now in my practice, a very, very scary, tumultuous time as people are going to be losing their health insurance and they're rushing in to get whatever they need to get done because they're not going to be able to afford the new plans on Obamacare. I urge you all, I know we're all pretty distracted right now because we got Thanksgiving and then we got Black Friday shopping and then we have Christmas, and I understand this is not the time for a lot of people to think about their health. They want to do that in January. But if you are getting a cancellation letter or you don't think you received your cancellation letter, this may be a very good time to have a little, talk to with your insurance company and find out what the hell is going on and what the hell they're planning for you. Because if you didn't get the letter, we didn't get our letter, but over the phone they said, yeah, we're going to be canceled as of March. So we have at least till March, but we didn't get our letter yet. So for those of you that didn't get a letter, I don't want you sitting there, doing the dance. Okay, because you may be getting a letter soon. All right, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. As we're coming into the holidays, we're starting to hear certain, complaints. from people of certain industries and in certain companies saying that there are certain health risks. And one that made a headline was Amazon. Apparently, Amazon staff has been claiming, some of them, that the long and relentless hours are causing problems, all right, for their health. Apparently, Adam Littler, I guess 23 years old, said he had to walk up to 11 miles. I would walk up to 11 miles as he worked 10.5-hour night shifts inside the giant distribution center in Swansea. Where's Swansea? I got to look that up. He's expected to collect a customer order every 33 seconds. And he said he was subjected to unbelievable pressure to meet efficiency targets. Now, I don't get that. You know, okay, I buy a lot from Amazon. And what I don't get about Amazon is you could pay more for fast shipping, right? And then you could pay less for, longer shipping. Well, I noticed they'll immediately email saying the order, you know, is shipped and ready to go, like within an hour of my clicking the buttons. I'm like, well, this is pretty cool. Good for Amazon. That's great. So I'm like, well, then maybe they're still, you know, they'll ship it quicker if it's ready to ship. I mean, come on. They're like, what, a state or two away if they're up in Seattle or something? And, no, I still don't get it till 8-9 days. So what do they do? Do they sit on it, right, just because I paid less shipping? So I don't get that. Apparently, Amazon staff have previously revealed that they have been tracked by GPS tags inside the company's 8 UK warehouses and even had toilet breaks timed. Now, the firm has denied these. One employee at the warehouse, otherwise known as Fulfillment Center in Rugeley, Staffordshire, so I guess this is in the UK, apparently the American company has about 15,000 workers in the UK warehouses, right? They're saying that the conditions are like a quote-unquote slave camp. Now, again, I don't get that. I mean, in America, we have all these labor laws. You can't work over 8 hours, etc. So I'm not really sure how this happens. But I guess some of the stories we're hearing is where it's pretty, you know, I mean, almost factory conditions from the Industrial Revolution time. Now, I don't know much about Amazon. I mean, I know I order a lot from them, and I'm very grateful for Amazon because they offer cheaper prices than a lot of things. I mean, my being able to shop online, I think, has hurt a lot of other retail companies. We talk about how the joke about Best Buy with a lot of people is how Best Buy is a showcase. People will go into Best Buy, they'll play around, they'll play around with the phones, etc., iPads, and then they'll go online and buy it cheaper. These online stores allow people to buy things cheaper. Again, I don't know because I thought there's certain labor laws, but it's interesting how we have this distrust between employer and employee, which I've talked about a lot on the show. Don't go away. Looks like we're coming up on break. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Also, want to talk about what the airlines are going to do in preparation for the storm and us trying to reach where we need to for holiday travel. Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know,
improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. You know, going back to what is being reported out of Amazon, and of course, you know, the firm hasn't, I don't think responded or really commented on that. And I, you know, I think a lot of us feel like we're, overworked and underpaid. A lot of employers think they overpay for underwork. And, you know, the relationship between employer and employee, I don't think has ever really changed all these years. I think hostilities have increased and gotten worse. And, you know, being an employer, I don't really talk about my staff a lot on the show. They're incredible staff, and they're awesome. And I could only be the doctor I am today with the staff I have in my office. Just like from a radio standpoint, if it wasn't for people like Don and may he rest in peace, Donovan, and currently Brad and everybody at GCN, I wouldn't have the show that I have today. So, I mean, you know, the staff makes you. But if I could be really honest about employer-employee relations, et cetera, all right, I mean, my staff, and again, let me preface this by saying they're phenomenal. They're phenomenal people. They're good staff. But I think they do what the average employee does, and I've seen them. You know, they text. They kind of run the clock at the end of the day, take more breaks than allowed, dilly-dally, stall, etc. Now, I don't have that much of a problem with it, and I tell you how I've been able to resolve it. Okay, when I first opened up my practice, when you start to pay people X amount of money, now, mind you, at that time, we were paying people, I think, I don't know, $9, $10 an hour for front desk, etc. We wanted to pay a little bit more. We wanted to pay way above minimum wage. Minimum wage was like $5 an hour, but we wanted to pay more than what the average person was because I wanted people to like working there, okay? Well, when you start having, let's say if I round up or I just to make things easy, if you have a few, like, you know, front desk, file, somebody in the file room, now, again, this was back in the 1999-2000, okay? Now, of course, they make more. But if back then, when I first started my practice, if you have, let's say, 5-6 staff when you're first opening up, okay, and let's say on average, even though some made more, the biller made a lot more, maybe I shouldn't use that amount, but let's just to make math easy. Let's say you have 5-6 office workers at, not office workers, but staff at $10 an hour, okay? So let's say you have 5. That's $50 an hour. So now you're looking at that hour as $50 an hour going by, and after 2 hours, $100 an hour, et cetera. Well, let's go to 10 employees, okay? You know, and then as a new employer, you start to get a little nervous because you see that you're paying people to stand around or you're paying people to not to work, even though it's not the staff's fault that you may not have patients when you're brand new, et cetera. And then you're like, well, do you want to leave early? Do you want to? Well, no, you can't do that because, again, if they need to make the 40 hours, they need to make the 40 hours. And so very early on, I had to come up with some sort of a way to mentally process it so I wouldn't freak out about what I was paying hourly. Now, mind you, a lot of us are over budget because of staff. Alright, and unfortunately, staff is not where you should cut. You should cut on other things because, again, your staff makes or breaks you. But, very early on, I was very, very frustrated at the money we were paying staff and then seeing them make phone calls, seeing them, talk to, I guess people out in the parking lot, their friends or whatever, and then coming back and nobody's answering the phone. And it's frustrating seeing them steal white out and paper. And one was, ordering toner and stealing toner, et cetera. And so what you need to do as an employer, okay, and again, I'm not running a company like Amazon, but what you need to do as an employer of a small business like I do is be happy with the end result of the tasks being done or the patients being taken care of, et cetera. Okay? All right. My job as a doctor is to make sure the patients get in, get out, roughly on time, make sure that their needs are met appropriately over the phone, whatever shouldn't be done over the phone, et cetera. Okay? Yes, there's a lot of extra side work that needs to be done, but if at the end of the day, the patients got in or out, in and out. The phones were not missed. You know, phone calls were not sitting on hold, and everything was done. Then I don't care if my staff text. I don't care if my staff take longer breaks because, again, the work got done. Now, if you have a position of somebody where you're like, look, they're always screwing around, if give them then a set amount of work, okay, and say, look, this work has to be done by the end of the day. If the work is done, whether they dilly-dally and do it really slow for the 8 hours, or if they get it all done in 2 so they could screw around and play solitaire, you shouldn't care as an employer. The work got done. And then you don't worry that much. Okay? I mean, but you gotta get off the idea of you are paying somebody hourly or salary and you're not getting your money's worth, because some days you won't. Some days you will not get your money's worth on staff. Some days you will have staff that have headaches or migraines or menstrual cramps or whatever, and they're gonna be really just dragging that day. All right, but they got a family to feed, so you let them still work their shift. But then you're going to have other days where they just plow through, and they are really punching out the work, and they're very highly efficient. The problem is, as an employer, you want that all the time, and you're not going to get that all the time, but you have to have realistic expectations. Yes, staff screw around. I screw around. You know, I do. I check my Facebook every now and then while I'm doing my radio show. Right? I mean, you know, I'll let my fiber kick in and take a longer bathroom break. I mean, we all do it. Okay? Because again, you're at work and it's a big part of your day. But as an employer, you just need to make sure that X amount of orders came out. So like a company like Amazon, if rather than this 33-second rule, if they come up with a goal range, okay, we want, let's say, 10 to 25 orders done each hour. Well, then, as long as they're making their numbers, it shouldn't matter if they go to the bathroom. I would rather your staff time manage. But I just noticed that I really had to change the way I thought, because I catch the staff text all the time. I don't care if it's not about patient stuff. I mean, you know, they're moms. Let them check on their kids. Let them, you know, text their boyfriend or husband or whatever. All right. I mean, you know, we're all people. But if the work's not getting done, then it's a problem. But if the work's getting done, why really should I care? As long as it's not affecting patient privacy. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so according to CNN Money, the storm is prompting airlines to relax some of their travel policies. All right, because many of you, because of the winter storm, are going to have delays, and you may want to change your reservation. The problem is when you change your reservation, you get these big nasty fees, not to mention the increase in price. So they say if you're flying on Delta, the airline is offering a one-time ticket change without a fee. Travelers going to and from New York City, Washington, Boston, Baltimore, and other airports in the East, they said they are also entitled to refunds if their flights are canceled or, quote-unquote, significantly delayed. That's the key. How long is significantly delayed? U.S. Airways is also allowing its change fee policies, as long as the airports and the fares remain the same. JetBlue is waiving their change fees for customers who were scheduled to fly out of Dallas, Fort Worth, November 24th or 25th, because Texas got pummeled with the ice storm. United is waiving fees for some passengers traveling to or from Cleveland, Washington, Dulles, or Newark. And then, let me see who else we have here. They say here, if your flight is canceled, try to get to as close as you're heading, even if you can't get there all the way. They say, if your JFK to LA flight is canceled, see if the airline will fly you to Vegas. Then you can hop onto Southwest or rent a car. See, I gotta tell you, I mean, I know Thanksgiving is a time for holidays and being with family, etc., but I never travel. Okay, I could see my family in February and heat up a turkey then. I mean, I just don't like to deal with, I don't have the time to spend in an airport waiting 8 hours, right? You know, to go and see family who's just going to give me a guilt trip anyway. So we usually never, and you know, Thanksgiving, it's not really my favorite dinner. You know, I really like Christmas dinner and Hanukkah, and I really like what we eat on Halloween. Thanksgiving turkey, I'm not really a big turkey eater unless it's dark meat. So, I mean, I don't really have to fly across the country for turkey. You know, I could just heat myself up a steak. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops bring you vital
balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.